Do you ever feel like anxiety is taking over your life? If so, you're gonna wanna hear this. Hi there, I'm Nettie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I am a chronic overthinker with the best intentions. I wanna make sure I'm making the right decision for me and for those around me. This can spiral into fear, causing unnecessary second-guessing, crying, questioning, and it all consumes me. If you've been struggling with anxiety like this or much worse, then you know the weight it can have on your day-to-day life. Take some time today for your present and future self to listen and find encouragement in today's Devo. It's called Dark Times by Bethany Acker. My heart beats quickly in my chest and I feel a bit nauseous. Everything feels out of my control again and I don't like it. Moments like this come and drag me to a dark place. I feel uncertain. I feel alone. But as my head starts to clear, as I slowly release the anxiety inside of me, I see that it's all lies. I am not alone now. In fact, I have never been. Even as I face a new challenge, I have not been abandoned. God sees me and knows the struggles I am going through. He hurts for me when I hurt. He makes a way for me when I don't see how one could be made. My struggles aren't mine alone to carry. God will help me through them. He knows what I am starting to panic about, and He is already there to help me. God opens doors that I don't know exist. He keeps me moving forward when my feet feel unsteady. No matter what I am getting worked up about, God has my back every time. He sent Jesus to die and rise again to save me. Because I know Him, I am never alone. He always helps me through. God has never abandoned me, and I am so glad to know He will be there for me through all my future problems. Even when I start to go into a dark place, He is with me. So let's talk about this a little bit more together and process. What kinds of things have made you anxious lately? Consider taking a moment to talk to God and ask Him to remind you of His presence with you and help you see how He is already working to help you. As you and I can read in Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12, Romans 8:26 through 39, as well as Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of keys for kids' ministries. We all feel worried or anxious from time to time. When Jesus returns, He will put an end to everything that is worrisome. But as we wait for that glorious day, sometimes we experience thoughts and feelings that are too much for us to handle on our own, even by praying and reading the Bible. But God has so much compassion on us, and one of the ways He wants to help us is through other people. If you find yourself overwhelmed by fear, stress, or worry, and you don't know who to talk to, you can request a free conversation with Focus on the Family's counseling department. I encourage you to head over to unlock.org/counseling to learn more. Also, I encourage you to join us for tomorrow's Devo called In Pursuit of Love with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.